Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. A bike race, food and drink festival, and youth mental health. You put all of those together and you have what's shaping up to be a big event this weekend in the Sierra Foothills, benefiting a cause that is important everywhere, but even more so in rural areas like Nevada County. This Saturday is the Heart of Gold Race and Festival in Nevada City. While competitive cyclists whip around a gravel course and festival goers taste great food and drinks, the big winners are several local organizations that aim to address the mental wellness needs of Nevada County's youth. As we're about to learn, places like Nevada County and communities in more rural areas of California have challenges with children and mental health issues. And this weekend's race and festival is aimed at raising much-needed money to help provide services and support in that space. Joining us on Insight are a race participant and a Nevada County supervisor, Hardy Bullock, as well as Jennifer Singer, Executive Director of Bright Futures for Youth. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Jennifer, I want to start with you and learn more about what the mental health needs are for youth in Nevada County. Can you share some of the reasons why the needs are more acute there than in other parts of the state?
Sure. Well, I started my journey here actually in 1993 as a high school. Yeah, 30 years ago. As a high school student, I was in a mentoring program with little ones who were facing challenges in school. That program grew into a long-term support program for young women starting in 1995 and ran that program for about 25 years just in support of young women experiencing troubles at home, troubles at school, troubles with friendship. And over those 25 years, I saw our community really changing. And so in 1995, I would say girls who could benefit from our program, which was called the Friendship Club at the time, was really the exception. You know, a few girls out of 10. I would say now in our community that easily 8 or 9 girls out of 10 could benefit from our programs. So there's a changing dynamic. We have about 49% of our youth are on Medi-Cal. And there's some challenges in our community. We've lost some major industries in our community, and that has contributed to some of that. We've all across the nation have seen mental health on the rise. Certainly the awareness of mental health has come up too. And so that's a good thing that we are recognizing earlier and earlier where students need support. But it is really a dilemma. There's many youth facing childhood trauma, trying to navigate social media and just kind of the typical things that all of us remember. But really with that kind of lens of social media on that, mental health challenges were on the rise for the decade before COVID, but COVID didn't help anything. So it really definitely separated students from the things that are the most important to them at the time, which is their peers and their friendships, access to teachers and coaches and mentors and people outside of their home that really kind of we all as a society rely on to provide more stable supports. Even with families that are 2-parent homes and everything's going all right, students need access to those outside adults to develop properly. And so that really definitely didn't help anything.
Yeah. And you're with Bright Futures for Youth. Talk to us about your organization because you're a piece of the solution.
Absolutely. So about 3 years ago, in fact, this is our 3rd year anniversary, the Friendship Club, which I said mentioned, and our NEO Youth Center. And we had also started a program for homeless youth in our community. And so in about 3 years ago, we merged those organizations. We are now one organization, Bright Futures for Youth, serving youth between 11 up to 25 in a variety of models and programs that meet their individual needs.
All right, Supervisor Hardy, that brings me to you. How did you become involved in all of this?
Well, it started for me 15 years ago. I did a bike race and I kind of I arm wrestled with my buddies to raise money for Big Brothers Big Sisters, which is a mentoring organization. And, you know, it just kind of blossomed over that 15-year period. We raised about $500,000 for that organization. And then when I became a supervisor, I approached our county CEO and asked her if she wanted to partner and bring that to the county kind of as a comprehensive solution to teen mental wellness. And so the stakeholders like Bright Futures for Youth and Bicyclists, Youth Bicyclists of Nevada County, and then also our teen therapy program were all kind of recipients experience of that. And I thought, hey, what an opportunity to bring this together and make it into a real event.
Yeah, and child advocates as well.
Child advocates of Nevada County as well.
Yep. And you are going to be cycling at the event this weekend,
indeed,
correct, Supervisor?
Yep.
I mean, so you understand also personally the benefits that fresh air and physical activity mm-hmm. can do for mental health. What makes this event this weekend so unique and special?
Well, I can say that Nevada County is a special place in and of itself. The course is phenomenal, splendid outdoor location, crosses the South Yuba twice, gets up on top of the San Juan Ridge. It's some of the prettiest country for cycling and backcountry experiences anywhere. That it makes it special. I think doing it for teen mental wellness is really an exceptional cause. I think the vibe is pretty phenomenal when you get on the ground with a bunch of cyclists sharing in that adventure, doing something to help others. It's great. We have great aid stations, great support, and great community vibe. And it's fun. It's a fun time of year. It's cool and crisp, and the fall colors are changing. It's a beautiful, beautiful time to be out there.
I love the South Fork of the Yuba River.
Yeah.
It is so beautiful, and it is such a gem in Nevada yeah. County, which is very close to Nevada City. Jennifer, when it comes to this race, it's called the Heart of Gold Bike Race. You know, what does this add to the overall, you know, mission that you're pursuing in helping improve youth mental wellness? A gravel bike race.
Well, you know, it's about bringing people into our community and then raising awareness around the needs that we have in our community. So it's a very community-oriented experience. And what it does financially for us is help keep things moving in the right direction. We have now a staff of 30 in three major programs. We are working with hundreds and hundreds of youth every year. We are just about to open a youth center, which has been a really exciting opportunity. We've been in a capital campaign this year and are opening next week. So that will be able to welcome at least up to 100 kids a day in a positive, safe environment where they can just be. They can come and do their homework, they can make friends, and then they can have access to adults that, you know, if they need extra supports, we're going to be right there to get them connected to those supports. Now, mental health, you know, kind of traditionally we think of counseling and therapy, and those are very important pieces, and making sure that our students have access to that is critical. But mental health is also about, again, having the opportunity to come and make friends and be social and have opportunities, leadership opportunities, how to connect, how to dig in. And so I think we really want to raise that idea that mental wellness is a big picture, and it doesn't just have kind of that one traditional model. But being able to provide that access to those students who do need that deeper support is really critical and why we exist.
And supporting an important cause like this can also be fun, right? Because it's not only a gravel race, it's also, you know, a music and food festival. So for people who are listening and they want to go this weekend, I mean, what should they know? What are like the FAQs?
All right. Mm-hmm. Artie?
Yeah, it's a bike race. So you can register heartofgoldgravel.com. We'd like you to donate, volunteer. We need volunteers to be a part of it. You can volunteer for an hour. You can volunteer for the entire day. There's two courses. One of them is 70 miles with 13,000 feet of climbing, and the other one is about 40 with 6,000 feet. They're both really strenuous courses. It's kind of a bucket list for bike racers and bike enthusiasts. If you want to feel like you've really completed something, please register and meet us out there, and we'll ride. It's got a social element. The festival, I'm going to let Jennifer describe that, but it's going to be big.
Yeah, so the festival kind of happens after the race, or some racers are still coming in while that gets started. We'll have food trucks, local breweries, live music, lawn games, recreation, face painting. We have our NEO Youth Center staff will be out there providing kid activities just to really make it more of a community family event as well. So if you're not riding, like me, you can still come and support the cause and have a nice afternoon.
Open to all ages and abilities.
Yes. Of course, family
the
friendly.
The festival is open
the
to everybody.
The festival is open to all ages and abilities. Yeah.
Well, Supervisor Bullock and Jennifer, thank you so much
for
the time and just the cause.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hardy Bullock is a Nevada County supervisor and a race participant in this weekend's Heart of Gold Festival and Race. And Jennifer Singer is executive director of Bright Futures for Youth. The event is happening in Nevada County this weekend. We have more information on our Insight page. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.